Good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all can't see what we see. I'm not talking about supernatural. I'm talking about the children, especially the teenagers in the back. When the presence of the Spirit of God gets enough so that they stop and react, it's good. Glory. Hallelujah. Anybody else got something before we go on? You're healed. Yes, you are. It's so wonderful to see you this morning. Think about those times years ago. We don't do it much anymore. When we get to that place and we just kind of keep going instead of stopping. I was that way this morning. Let's just... Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration. Jesus is good for us to be here. Let's just stay right here for a while. Build a tent. I have a word, scripture. I know one person for sure that it was intended to, and I already gave it to them from the 17th chapter of Jeremiah, and a few verses more than what we're going to look at this morning, but I really believe that it's for more than just one person. I believe, what'd I say? I believe, so you can agree with me, I believe that the Spirit of God wants to not just encourage, but fortify and energize some people this morning. Specifically, if you look at Jeremiah, again, the 17th chapter, we're going to look at the 7th and 8th verse, I think it is. The whole thing was 5 through 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and the Lord is his hope. He will be like a tree planted by waters that spreads out its roots by the river. It doesn't fear when heat comes and its leaves remain green. It will not worry in a year of drought or cease producing fruit. What a great word. As I was reading it, about the trees and the waters and the roots, I thought also kind of immediately of the first psalm. The first several verses there begin with blessed. The word is happy. Happy is the man who does not walk in the counsel. That means taking the advice of. Happy is the man who does not take the advice of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat, and that literally is joins the group of mockers. But his delight is in the instruction of the Lord, and in his instruction he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season, and again, whose leaf shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. Wow. Last week we talked about precepts from the 119th Psalm, the 104th verse. Through your precepts, principles, this is the way things are. This is how things operate. Through your precepts, I gain understanding, therefore I hate every false way. And in both of these cases, you can see the precept there. And what we talked about briefly last week is the idea that many of the, quote, promises, which is where we were 2 weeks ago, of these promises actually come across in these precepts. If you are this, if you do this, then this will happen. This is the way things are. And you can count that as a promise because if God gives you his precepts, you can live on them. They won't fail because he can't lie. So when you walk in them, that's what happens. In the first one, the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is his hope, he will not cease producing fruit. He will not cease producing fruit. Again, reminding you often of Colossians, the first chapter, things I speak over you almost every day, that as you walk properly aligned in the Lord with a desire to please him in all that you do, you are bearing much fruit in every agathos ergon, every work that's emanating out from God. That's what this says. When you trust in the Lord, when your hope is in the Lord, you're not going to cease bearing fruit because Jesus said, the 15th chapter of John, I'm the vine and you're the branches. And if you're in me, you're going to bear much fruit. The Father is the husbandman. He'll prune it and it'll just continue to bear fruit as long as you are hooked up with him, which is the precept that you find in the first Psalm, because the man is meditating in the instructions. That's what the word, the Hebrew word Torah means. It's the instructions of the Lord. When you meditate, when you come to understand it, when you meditate in these instructions, then what you do shall prosper. That's a precept. You can take it to the bank, as they say. It's a promise of God. And when you meditate on these things, it energizes you. Hallelujah. Somebody should be excited besides me. Y'all can feel free to express your enthusiasm if you like. So again, I know at least one person that was for. Saw their face when I saw the verse. Continue in it. First Psalm is one of those things. Whatever you do will prosper. Why? Because you're not hanging out with people giving you foolish information. You're not hanging out with people doing the wrong thing. And you are certainly not mocking people. I've known people in my life who are, quote, mockers of God. They belittle the things of God, and it just kind of goes bad for them most of the time. Not my fault. I tried, okay? Last week, we spent a lot of time in the 9th, 10th, and 11th verses of the 8th chapter of Romans. I believe we're supposed to go back and start at the first verse, which is something that we've talked about before. Most all of you are very familiar with. But as I tell Julie frequently, another friend of mine and I were talking the other day, it's very difficult to use the same words and paint a different picture. God willing, that's going to happen this morning, though, okay? So if you like, you can look over to the first verse of the 8th chapter of Romans.